SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, political leaders gather for commemorations marking the Holocaust, extreme fire danger in Victoria and South Australia, and in sports, Australia crowned the new Women's Rugby Sevens champions in their first title win at home in 7 years. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says International Holocaust Remembrance Day is a reminder of the need for unity against hatred. Ms. Wong is part of a senior Australian government delegation at an official commemoration event in Poland, which marks 80 years since the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau was liberated by Soviet soldiers. About 1.1 million people were murdered in the concentration camp before it was emancipated on the 27th of January 1945. Ms. Wong is representing the Australian government at the event, along with Attorney General Mark Dreyfus and the Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism, Gillian Siegel. She says the rise of anti-Semitism around the world today makes the lessons of that time more relevant than ever.
I would say at this time we have to stand together across beliefs, across political difference. We have to stand against prejudice and hate and anti-Semitism in all its forms. Attending this commemoration is solemn and important. The memory of 6 million murdered and also the knowledge of what hatred can lead to.
Mr. Dreyfus says the event has special resonance for him.
Over a million Jews were murdered at Auschwitz. That number includes at Auschwitz a member of my own family. My great-grandmother, Ida Runzenberg, then aged 60, was murdered at Auschwitz on the 14th of October, 1942. We're attending the commemoration to remember the dead and to say never again.
The Country Fire Authority in Victoria has urged residents living in areas subject to today's total fire ban to activate their bushfire plans. An extreme fire danger rating has led to total fire bans being imposed on 5 areas of Victoria: Marlee, Wimmera, Central, North Central and Southwest districts. People are also being warned to abide by the ban, including avoiding lighting fires in the open air. An extreme fire danger rating has been forecast for eastern South Australia, with isolated thunderstorms also possible. Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology says a cool change is on its way, but residents in high-risk areas should stay across the latest fire alerts.
So we're likely to see the cool change move through southern South Australia later this morning, including around the Adelaide metropolitan area, and that'll drop temperatures quickly. That cool change will move into western Victoria early this afternoon, and then central Victoria into the late afternoon and evening hours, sweeping across the rest of northern and eastern Victoria overnight and southern New South Wales. Then that cool change will move through much of New South Wales Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening.
New South Wales Police are investigating damage to a Sydney monument dedicated to officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Vandals significantly damaged the police wall of remembrance in the early hours of Saturday morning. Police are asking anyone with information or footage of the incident to come forward. Sydney City Council is assisting police in repairing the monument. The wall is part of the domain next to the Royal Botanic Gardens. US President Donald Trump has announced his administration's plans to impose emergency tariffs and travel bans on Colombia after the country blocked US flights of deported Colombians. Mr. Trump said Colombian leader Gustavo Petro put US national security at risk. Mr. Petro criticized Mr. Trump's mass deportation plan, saying his country would not accept such flights until the White House created a more dignified system that does not treat migrants like criminals. The country has accepted almost 500 deportation flights from the US since 2020. Colombian residents in Bogotá, including Jenny Ortiz, say they fear the economic consequences to come.
It affects us. It will affect all people exporting their products. This will put a halt on Colombian commerce with the United States. This will completely affect us.
In a statement posted on X, Mr. Petro says he has ordered the Foreign Trade Minister to raise import tariffs from the US by 25%. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed an agreement has been reached with Hamas on the next hostages to be released as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Civilian Abel Yehud, soldier Agam Berger and third unnamed hostage will be released on Thursday. An additional three hostages will be freed on Saturday. And in sport, Australia has won the finals of International Rugby Sevens, defeating New Zealand 28-26 in their first title at home in 7 years. It's also Australia's second triumph in three World Series events, moving them to within 2 points of the leader-leading Kiwis. Australian Rugby Sevens great Charlotte Kaslick says the win at the Perth event is one of the best moments of her stellar career. Their win was even more meritorious given Major Strike Weapons World Sevens Player of the Year, Madison Levy and Faith Nathan, were unavailable for the two matches on Sunday. Heidi Dennis won the Player of the Final Award. She says the result is a product of lots of hard work.
Just grit all the way to the end, I guess. That really made us fight for that one, but we're to do it at home, it's so special. Just to back ourselves, like we've done the training, we know what we need to do, and to go out there and do it, it was just great.
And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.